It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Site for her number. She told me it was 140 over 95. The great thing about dating a woman my own age, I don't worry about meeting her parents. I've become clumsy in my old age. Anybody ever drop their phone in the toilet? There you go. I did, and after I did, I put my phone in a bag of rice. Anybody ever drop a bag of rice in the toilet? I took a quiz on Facebook called, "What's your spirit animal?" I got extinct. I had a colonoscopy, and when it was over, they said, "We'll see you in 10 years." And I thought, you will. I'm a gamer. Do we have any gamers? What's your game?
Rocket League.
Rocket League. Tic-tac-toe. Sometimes till 7 o'clock at night. Walking can be difficult for me at times. I do worry about tripping and falling, so I wear a helmet. I also worry about looking ridiculous, so I carry a skateboard. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I can now ride the city buses of Houston for free, which is great news for the women of Houston. I can be anywhere in 4.5 hours. I went to the doctor because I thought I had arthritis. I don't. I have early onset rigor mortis. A friend asked me if I wanted to participate in the Adopt a Grandparent program. I said, sure. Now I have a 95-year-old man on my hands. I'd love to be a grandfather, but I don't even have children. I need to get busy. Ladies, if you're ever in Houston, I can be anywhere in 4.5 hours. I am 74 years old. Life expectancy for men is 76 years. Life expectancy for women is 81 years. I figure if I transition. I joined a dating site for people my age called Carbon Dating.
Yeah, that's Andy Higgins, one of my favorite comedians, old guy. I guess the older you get, the more you can appreciate some of that humor. This is Craig with The Outdoor Show, starting off with a little comedy, a little Andy Higgins. You can watch all his stuff. That's the clean version. but he's pretty good. Hey, it's springtime. As you're listening to this, I should be powering my way up the Good Pasture River. Got a couple of projects. Now that I'm retired, I got time. We got putting a roof on a cabin, and we got all the materials up there, so we're just surveying that and which trees we're taking down. So once we finish it, we don't lose it all that work to a big old 22-inch spruce tree. So anyway, heading up the river, first time. Talked last week about getting your boat ready and things to watch out for and look out for and lift the hood, make sure nothing's leaking. So we got to do that. Got to make sure everything's ready to go. Just be smart, be safe, air up those tires because the winter takes the life out, the air out of your tires, just like your car. But you want to make sure you grease your trailer bearings, all that good common sense stuff that nobody does. A couple of quick plugs here. My former service manager, James, has got a business called To the Hilt. And he does service work. He's really sharp, fair, He does work. He's got a place in Fairbanks, and he's also got a business as home in North Pole. So regardless of where you live, it's convenient. But yeah, to the hilt. I'll give you his phone number right on the air here if you want to mark it down. If you got a boat, motor, snow machine, four wheeler, like I said, he's really fair and knowledgeable. You get a solid hour's worth of work when he charges you for an hour. So it's really, you know, he's not studying service manuals and looking stuff up and so forth. Yeah, he may have to run and get parts or whatever, but that's all part of the job. Anyway, James Hilton is his name, and business is To the Hilt. His phone number, if you want to write it down, is 907-687-9647. That's 687-9647. So that's one. That's a business that I like to promote, businesses that I like, people I know that are trustworthy or do a really good job. There's a car detailing outfit in town here. Does a phenomenal job car detailing, really fair. I kind of price that stuff around, and they charge less than a lot of the other guys, but it's attention to detail. Small operation, but super, super good work. If your car still has French fries on it from November, and you know, whether it's dog hair or just, you know how good you feel. Like if you've been in hunting camp for a week and hadn't had a shower, and you come back and you really, really need a shower, well, that's what your car is saying. If cars could talk, that's what your car would say. Hey, clean me. And I mean, so attention to detail, write this number down. I'll mention it in a minute. And they get real busy. So it's 907-215-0891. You can give them a call. I think it's appointment only. But fair prices, super good work. There's a few businesses in town I like to promote that I use. I like Bulletproof Trailers. Brett over there, great job. If you got a trailer you need an axle for, you need trailer wiring work, you need brakes redone on your boat trailer, whatever, snow machine trailer, they have that. They also sell a lot of other stuff, some plows and other products. But just, again, solid, honest work. You pay for an hour, you're going to get an hour. A couple different glass outfits I use in town. I like Badger Glass. Eric and the guys over there have always done a great job for me. And also North Star Glass. They're mobile. They'll come out and do glass repair. They used to do our some of our boat windows. Both those outfits did. And there's other ones out there I've used. But these guys are quick turnaround, really good work. Never had a problem with it. The other day I was driving my mother's car. She's got a RAV4. And was watching a soccer game. And it started hailing a little bit, and kicked the heater on high, and all of a sudden just crack. There was a rock chip in the car, but that humidity and heat all at once and the cold on the outside cracked it. So I called Matt over there, and I said, hey, I need a windshield quick. And that was on a Friday or Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. And on Tuesday, I had the windshield going in. So pretty good service over there at North Star Auto Glass or Badger Glass. There's other glass shops in town. I'm sure some of them are great, but those are the two that I've been using. So I like to promote businesses that take good care of me. There's obviously a lot of good restaurants that I've mentioned on the air before, you know, Bobby's and the Greens and a few others that I like. Bontai, Abigail loves Bontai over there down 3rd Avenue. They always have good foods, quick turnaround if you're in a rush to eat. Lots of other ones. I'm not going to go into those, but I always give a restaurant two chances. You know, if I have a bad meal, you can write it off as it was bad service or slow service or whatever. But you know, any business can do that. I recommend that with any kind of business, except maybe heart surgery. if you have a bad experience the first time, give them a second chance, unless it's really, really, really bad. And try and let the owner know. You know. I used to own a business, and I really appreciated it when somebody came to me and goes, hey, here's something you need to know about. Whether it was they overheard somebody using, you know, language that was inappropriate, or they had to wait in line too long or something. I don't care what it was. Every business can have that. You've got, we had 14 to 17 employees. Anybody can have a bad day. It's supposed to be invisible to the customer, and that was my deal. I said, I don't care. If you're having that bad a day, just go home. I don't want it reflecting on the customers. You know, and waiting was the worst thing. Oh, my gosh. I hate waiting anywhere I go. I like to get in, get out. And so our rule at the shop was if there's a line more than three people at the parts counter, I don't care what you do, unless you're in the middle of a sale with some customer. If you're doing some task or whatever, my executive secretary, my backup secretary, my sales guys, my service guys, everybody would just get in line. I'd go out there, and of course, I was not the fastest one in the parts department on the system because, you know, those guys get around. They do that all day. They can get through the parts pages quicker than I could. And so I would always go up and say, okay, who needs refill oil? Who needs questions answered? Who needs something quick and easy? I'll help them out of shorten this line because sometimes the line would be seven or eight people deep. And our goal was to get them in and out of there. And people come up and thank you for that. I say, hey, really appreciate you because time is money. There's just nothing worse than waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Same with callbacks. Somebody calls and you're busy. I think everybody understands, but get back to them as soon as you can. Just because they didn't walk in the shop doesn't mean they're not an important customer. Those kind of things. But anyway, I want to talk about that. We're going to have some fun in the second half of the show. I'm going to tell about an experience. I told this story at Dark Winter Nights, but it's kind of graphic. It's kind of disturbing. It's about a medical condition and a hunting adventure all wrapped in one. I'm not going to get into the gory details. You can actually watch it if you're not bothered by gruesome details. You can go to laughyoulongtime.com. That's laughyoulongtime.com. We do stand-up comedy and we put some of our other bits on there. A lot of fun stuff on there. Again, if you're easily offended, some of it is stand-up, you know, nighttime stand-up type humor like comedy shows. So don't go there if you're bothered by that. But there's some good stuff. If you're having a bad day, go to that website. You can click on any of the little, 5 or 10 minute acts that we do, the stand-up acts. Myself, Eric Spitzer, Bill Satterberg, and Benny Lynn, amongst others. We just had a great time. We do that every couple of months at Ivory Jack's. We don't even advertise it much ahead of time because it packs the place, and we don't charge to get in. We may start charging the $10 or something, but it's all going to go to the food bank, a rescue mission, or somebody. We're not doing it to make money. We just want to have. We all believe that you need a little more laughter in life. Everybody feels better when they're laughing. And so I said, I think this last one we did, just got up on the website. So we've got a couple different comedy shows, comedy bits we did. And so that's going to be on there. But I'll tell that story. I promise not to keep the graphic parts out of it because it is kind of disturbing. But it's true. It's like it happened to me. And it was in 2006. And I'll tell that story. No, it was 2006. Yeah, it was 2006. Holy cow, 14 years ago. But it was... pretty brutal. What else is going on? It's get out on the water time. Lakes will be going out pretty soon. Usually Birch goes out the week before Memorial Day weekend, and then Harding goes out on Memorial Day weekend or close to it. So we'll see how that goes this year. What else is going on in this town? Lots going on. Secretary of Interior is going to be in town Monday, Doug Burgum. I really respect that guy. If you don't know about it, follow the It's called the Vertical Corridor. Google that. It talks all about it's a big deal with all the, there's just crazy amounts of natural gas off Greece. And they've got a 28-kilometer pipeline that's going to go to storage facilities, and they're going to send it to all their northern European neighbors over the next few years. All this natural gas will be going up to Ukraine and all these different countries north of Greece, who have been buying their gas reluctantly from Russia. So anyway, that's going to be a big global change. Going to be a good thing. So anyway, we'll talk about this crazy, crazy adventure I had back in 2006 after this break. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Stick around. It's worth it.
The Campos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Campos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us on Saturday. This is Craig Campo with the Campo Outdoor Show, or the Outdoor Show. It's not sponsored by the company that no longer exists. I was talking in the first half of the show about an experience I had in, I was hunting, and this was, a true story. This actually happened. I was going hunting with my buddy Kenny Broker. I called this story Midway to Hell. We were heading out to the Toke River, where we used to hunt before we did a lot of hunting up on the Good Pasture. Well, hunted both places, but we were moose hunting. And Kenny had gone down a day early, and they had got a moose, him and one of his other buddies, and it was getting real dark, so they got half of it processed, and then they had to leave because they weren't going to be able to see the river anymore, and so we were going down to give him a hand. So we took off the next day and went down the river, myself and a buddy of mine, and we were trying to make good time, and so, I don't know, it was about 6 o'clock or something at night, and we were starving. We had to get to Toke. It's about 3 hours. So we stopped at Midway Lodge. A lot of you remember Midway Lodge. Well, they used to be phenomenal in the 70s and 80s. And then things got really, really bad there. They were, they're not in business anymore, so I can talk about this. I don't like to beat up on businesses, but yeah. Anyway, so we stopped. Before we knew how bad they were, we got called ahead and got two burgers and fries to go. And we were starving, and we're going down the road eating the food. I inhaled my burger, all my fries, and I ate most of Bryce's fries because he wasn't eating them all. Anyway, get down the road and get down to Toke, and we overnight there, and the next morning get up, and I don't feel so good. And Bryce didn't either, but, we had to go get this moose, so we throw all 5 of us in the boat. Kenny is 2 boys, myself, Bryce. It's rainy. We had to drive through the woods to get to this. It was literally about a 3-mile trail through the woods, towing your boat. Not even a horse trail. It's just crazy to get mid river where we could put the boat in there and then we could get to the kill site where we had to deal with this moose. And I'm just feeling really, really bad. You shouldn't be able to hear your stomach over a sound of a 200 horse inboard jet boat. But gurgling, oh my gosh, I just was feeling horrible. I asked Bryce how he was feeling. He said, not so good, yeah. So we had Bloody Marys for breakfast. We had had Bloody Marys and thought maybe that was it, but no, it was something else. So anyway, we get to the kill site, and at this point, I'm sweating and clammy, and I don't feel good. Bryce doesn't feel good, and we let the other guys start cutting up the rest of the moose, and it was absolutely I felt like I had razor blades floating in battery acid in my stomach and couldn't throw up, couldn't do anything, just lay there in pain, curled up in the rain. It was raining, in a fetal position on the side of the river, and it was just terrible. Those guys were cutting up the moose. Oh, in the meantime, on the way down the river, one of my guys thought he saw a moose. And he had his barrel of the gun down so it didn't get rain in it. And he had it chambered up, which is my rule, is you never chamber up until you get a shot at the moose. And somehow he had his .338 chambered up. And he had the gun upside down in the boat. He's holding it. And he went to stand up real quick because he thought he saw a moose on the bank. Pinky caught the trigger, and it blew a hole through the bottom of the boat, close range, right through. And all of a sudden, there's water coming in the boat. There's five of us in there. It's raining. You know, it's terrible. Anyway, so when I got to we pulled the drain plugs to let the water out as fast as it was coming in, but it wasn't keeping up. So I just drove the boat straight up on the bank because it had about a foot of water in it by the time we got there. Got out, and the guys started cutting up the moose. But Bryce and I are trying to get sick, and we can't. We figured, well, maybe we just need to eat something. Well, here's a tip for you guys. If you're sick and clammy and shaken and really not feeling good, don't have kippered king salmon. Write that down. No kippered king salmon if you're feeling only going to do that once. Anyway, all that happens. We get back in we bail the boat out. They get the moose in the boat. We shove it in the water real quick. We start coming back up river in the silty river in the rain. By now, we are just, I'm deathly, I'm literally telling when we get to Tok, I need to get choppered to Fairbanks. I am dying here. So we get halfway there, and the boat is just not going to make it. So we unloaded the two kids. They're both 6'8 and 6'9. Kenny's boys, huge, big kids. And to get weight out, we said, we'll come back for you. And we get to the trailer. We get the boat up on the trailer, and we have to go 3 miles over tree roots and everything. And every bump, I'm telling Kenny, slow down. My guts are coming apart here. I have the toughest stomach in the world, by the way. I think I've thrown up 5 times in my whole life. So I've got a wrought iron stomach. But it was the French fries at Midway Lodge that did it. There was something, they didn't change the grease for months or something. I don't know what it was. Just horrible food poisoning. So I just wanted to lay down at this point. So we get back to Tok Lodge. I pay for a room. I give Bryce a credit card. I said, get a room. I got to lay down. I just got to curl up, and you know, we may have to call an ambulance or whatever. So I lay down, and I'm sweating, and I'm terrible. I wind up waking up in the middle of the night and feeling better, and I figured out why. I'm not going to go into the details, but it's kind of a mess. Anyway, we wind up, I won't go into the rest of the details, but it was bad. I tell you what, I left a $100 tip for the poor gal that had to clean up our bathroom, our bedroom, and the bedroom, and at least my bed. Anyway, I won't go into the details. It was, you can, if you want the gory details, go to the website, laughyoulongtime.com, and you can hear it. But yeah, it's a little disturbing, but it's true. Anyway, didn't pay much attention. After that, I felt better, you know, after I got up and got whatever was in me out of me, I thought. And anyway, a month or two later, I start this itching. I've got this itching disorder. I can't stop itching. I can't even sleep at night. I get maybe 2 hours of sleep a night max. And I scratched myself till I was bleeding. I didn't know what it was. Could not figure it out. Went and saw every dermatologist in Fairbanks. They said, oh, you got psoriasis or eczema or something. No. They gave me some pills. I went to Virginia Mason in Seattle for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. And they put me on a drug that's they give to people who have organ transplants. It's really hard on your kidneys, and it gave me about a 10% relief. It really didn't do much. So, I finally, there was a new doctor in town, Dr. Soto. I'm on the radio right now. I'm just letting somebody know. Dr. Soto, She came to town, new dermatologist. I said, what have I got to lose? Five years had gone by, and I'm just miserable. I can't believe I was getting 2 hours of sleep. My skin, I looked like I was 100 years old. Something wrong. Nobody could figure out, right? Well, she goes, I know what this is, I think. I said, yeah, no disrespect, doc. Heard that, been there, but whatever. She goes, no, I'm going to try two things. So she put me in one of those booths where he gives you all this ultraviolet light she's going to try this for a week or two, and it didn't do much. And she goes, okay, now here, I know what it is. She gives me this medicine. Can't remember what it is. I should look it up. But if anybody has this, listen close. So I took this medicine for about 2 or 3 weeks, and it was gone. And it was like, oh, my gosh. When you get a life-changing doctor, somebody that does something like that, that can actually fix a problem that changes your quality of life 100%, I said, I want to do something real special for you. Can I pay off your mortgage, put your kids through school? What can I do? I was just trying to express how grateful I was to her. Unfortunately, she left. She's not here anymore. Dr. Soto, she was phenomenal. I don't know where she went. She came back for a while and then left again. So I don't know if winters got to her or whatever. But anyway, it was a miracle, right? So, but in the meantime, I'd gone to this in Seattle at Bellevue. A relative of mine had recommended I see this. I'm going to call her a witch doctor. She was from India, but she had a radio show and she could figure out any diagnosis. She could figure out what was going on. That was a nightmare. Oh, I got down there thinking I was going to see somebody, and I'm laying there in my shorts, and they do a bunch of testing, and then I'm laying on a table in my shorts, and she grabs my fist with one hand and has me shut my eyes, and then she's shifting my hand like it's a 5-speed transmission, and I'm hearing what sounds like dice rolling in a wooden cup, and I open one eye, and it's dice rolling in a wooden cup. She's shaking the dice, and I said, I'm looking around for like certificates of medicine on the wall now at this point, thinking, what is going on? And I said, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm just trying to figure out where this is coming from, because fear is in your lungs and anxiety is in your spleen. And she goes on and on with all this crazy talk. And I said, okay, I need to exit the premises, right? I need to leave here. She goes, no. And then she sends me down for something I wasn't familiar with called a cleanse. And this woman named Helga in a white suit took me downstairs. She looked like Ernest Borgnine and did a cleanse. I'm not going to go into the details there, but there's like what I thought was a fish tank next to me, a big long fish tank with current running through it, not just current. And again, I'm not going to get into the details, but I had to get out of there. I got done. I said, I got to leave. It made me feel like my stomach was going to explode. And, finally, the doc says, this doc from India says, after all of this, and I gave her $1,800 for her services rear-ended, I asked her what, she said, I don't know what's wrong with you. I have no idea, but you need to think back 6.5 years or 4.5 years, because you've had this condition, something traumatic happened in your life. And I on the plane on the way back to Fairbanks, I'm counting back month to month to September of 06. It was 2011 when I was at the docks, and it was the French fries. I said, oh my God, that food poisoning. I had food poisoning and something triggered something. I got a parasite or something in my body that medicine finally killed. Thank you, Dr. Soto. Anyway, that was it. So she did figure out when it started and how I had to go back and something. She thought maybe death in the family or something traumatic in 06 or earlier. And that's what it was. It was the French fries at Midway Lodge. So if they ever open again, be cautious. Go to Bobby's, go to the Greens, get your burger in town, and then go. Do not go to Midway Lodge. That was Midway to Hell. That was my abbreviated version of the story. For the graphic details, you can go to Laugh You Long Time and hear the whole 17-minute version. That was a short version, but I've been asked to tell that story on the air, and I said I can't. Well, I had to tone it down a bit, but anyway, that was a true story, happened to yours truly, and I'm all better now, but thank you, Dr. Soto. I will never forget you. Same with Dr. Foot in town, saved my daughter's life when she was 2. I'll tell you that story someday. Tim Foot, who's now an allergy expert in town. He's a great guy. Anyway, that's it. This is Craig with The Outdoor Show. We'll talk next Saturday.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.